The Sunday Dead Set Legends. Every Sunday morning from 10 on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to CMI Toyota.
South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of the one-hour express service.
Triple M.
Ah, yes, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Dead Set Legends on this beautiful, beautiful winter Sunday morning. Like we've had it all. We've had the fog, grey clouds, 17 degrees this afternoon, some sunshine this afternoon. We've had it all in one day. And talking about a man who's had it all and got it all, the one and only Andrew Newton-Darman. Can be cantankerous, can be irritable, can be funny, can be controversial, but one thing he will always do, folks, is put his foot in his mouth every day. Good morning, Jabs. How are you?
Good morning, Cage. Good morning, Adelaide. Good to be here. What do you mean a beautiful day?
It's a beautiful day.
Can't see a damn thing outside.
It's beautiful. Get up. It's brisk.
Mate, I couldn't see the roads. I had to get a torch out.
Well, open your eyes.
Nah, come on.
Beautiful, beautiful morning.
What a day.
Unbelievable.
All right, George.
Port Adelaide.
Now.
Yeah, what?
Well, what do you got on the show first?
Well, Let me say, I'm so excited today. I've got goosebumps. I am so excited. Right. We've got a ripping show.
Yep.
A ripping show. We'll talk to Brad Johnson about what's happening in the wonderful world of AFL football.
Better heat on the Western Bulldogs.
On the Western Bulldogs. Yep. Luke Beveridge has come out and slammed the person who said ban the runners. He's slammed these critics that they've got a premiership hangover. He's been fired.
Chatty Corns, we'll catch up with him just after 12. Port Adelaide take on Sturt today down at Peter Motley
Oval. Excuse me, I thought you asked me what's on the show. Fair.
But I'll leave you this one because we're going to catch up with him soon.
This is fantastic. Yeah. Now, folks, whatever you do, don't you dare leave us this morning. We'll be talking to the king of South Australian football, the one and only king. This is an exclusive to Triple M. Donald Neil Curley will name his best South Australian-born team.
Correct.
Over the last 25 years. Born and bred South Australians. He'll name his best side over the last 25
That's
years.
That's going to be tough.
I'm telling you what, he has spent weeks and weeks and months on it.
And he'll give us the coach?
He'll give us the coach. Yeah. He'll name the captain. He'll do it all.
All right.
This is exclusive. You'll only hear it on Triple M.
So the last 25 years.
Just imagine how tough a job that would have been with some of the wonderful players and the homework that he's done. Who was born in South Australia? Who wasn't born in South Australia?
Right,
who has played the last 25 years? Yep. I'm glad you're so excited.
No.
I got goosebumps and you're saying, righto, George. Deacom.
All right, let's go.
That's just some of the people on the show between now and 12:30. We are fired up. Jazz, I've got to say, talking about Port Adelaide, I watched them last night and I've got to be honest here. In my view...
No, hang on.
What do you mean?
Who's Thursday night? It's Crows and Hawthorn.
Is it Crows and Hawthorn?
Yeah, it's Crows.
Yeah, my apologies.
Yeah.
But talking about Port Adelaide last night, I've got to say, on what I've seen over the last 2 weeks, I reckon Port have gone from chocolates to ball lollies in a hurry. I know they got the 4 points last night, but if I was Kenny Hinkley and if I was part of the Port Adelaide Footy Club, I'd be a little concerned because they were very, very ordinary last night. I know they got the 4 points and that's all they had to do. But the way they went about it, I think, was probably just as important about the 4 points. But I've got to say, at the moment, they'd be the most overrated side in the top four.
In the
four.
Top four.
Yeah,
it's a bit harsh, Cage.
Pardon?
That's a bit harsh. They're sitting fourth on the ladder.
I understand
what do you want
that.
Them to
that's
do?
What I just said.
A bit harsh.
No, it's not.
Well, all right, so where are the cracks?
Well,
where are the cracks?
Last night... Their defence was ordinary. If Ryder doesn't play last night, they are in.
He was their best player, Paddy Ryder.
All sorts of trouble.
Yeah.
They haven't got enough contributors at the moment. We saw it against the Bombers. They fell on a giant, got smashed. We saw it again last night, and I was watching it, saying to myself, "This is not the Port Adelaide that I had been seeing before last week's game against the Bombers." And they have got to improve enormously, Jas.
This is what Kenny Hinkley said about who they play each week.
Play 12 games.
Yeah.
There's only six left. You know, we can only play who we can play and you can only win when you can win. And yeah, we would have loved to, as I've said plenty of times, we would have loved to have beaten a couple of other sides when we've been in really tough contests. But we'll get better at that and we'll turn them into victories at some point.
Yeah, Kenny Hinkley's right.
Spot on.
You can only
beat... Do you want them to play perfect football for four quarters of footy?
No.
No one can do that.
I want them to play the football that they were playing prior to the Bombers game.
Hey, they take nothing away from the Brisbane Lions last night. I thought they were very, very good. They're going to be a very good side in a couple of years' time. You expect Port to win by 100 points last night?
No, when I said, look, we spoke to Matty Nix yesterday and I said...
What did Matty say?
Well, hang on, I'm about to tell you. I said to Matty Nix, the 4 points are important. No question about that. That's a given. But I said, I think what's as is important is the way they go about winning the game, how they play. And he agreed. Now, they didn't go about winning the game last night as they have been prior to the Essendon game. They're off the boil. Well, what did you think last night? You let me hang myself. What did you think last night?
I thought... I would have given about a 5 or 6 out of 10 for their performance, but they got the job done. They can build on a game like this.
Well, they need to.
But I think there's a couple of players being played out of position.
Wingard's one. And not Wingard, Travis Boak.
And there is, and I think their forward line's not functioning as well as it should be. I don't like the structure. And obviously there's too much focus on Ben Dixon.
Yeah, correct.
All right. So there's some areas that they can build up on. They can sort out. But they got a good midfield group.
So you're agreeing with me?
No, not entirely, no. But this is what Kenny said about their performance last night.
Look, it wasn't certainly our absolute best performance, but by the end of the day, we found a way to win by 40 points against a side that's obviously improved a fair bit since the last time we played them. We made some mistakes, they made some mistakes. But as I said, you come out at the end of the game at 40-point victory, you got to just move on.
Yeah, look, I'll
Collingwood next week at the MCG.
Well, that's
the test we're going to wait and see.
Well, it's another test, but I was hoping that Port would come out last night from the first bounce and go bang, crash, and produce the brand of football that we know.
I just think you're too negative.
I'm not negative.
No, you're too negative.
There's a lot
of positives.
You gave them 5 out of 10. That's not even a pass.
In terms of their ball movement, way they play.
Well, that's how you play footy with your ball movement.
But I thought there was some lot good positives. Dan Houston, Sam Pepper, Powell Pepper,
very
Darcy
good.
Darcy Byrne, Jones. There's some good signs there, Cage. They just got to get their personnel. Now, Jasper Pittard being dropped, well, that's a message to the playing group.
It's a message to the playing group. That was a good. That was an unbelievable story, that was.
Don't go there.
I was listening to the Rush Hour and Jar said, I've got an exclusive, I can tell you, that Jasper Pittard's going to get dropped. Oh, that's a good story.
All right, let's get the phones going.
As it was, he did get dropped. We learnt afterwards that Mark Soderson had made the announcement, which Giles was listening
Shut up,
to
Louis.
24 hours before.
Not as bad as him.
Anyway, look, give us a call, folks.
Come on, Ruse, we'll go for a walk.
Am I being too harsh on Port Adelaide?
You are.
Well, give us a call. 1-2-3-5-3. That's our number.
On Twitter, 83% of people say that Port are the most overrated
top four. Oh, there you go.
But we've only just put that online, so that'll shift.
Hey, hate us. Hate us. Yeah. I've had a win for a change. I've had a win. Look, they are the most overrated side in the four. Now, posing the question this morning to the Triple M family, is Port Adelaide the most overrated side in the top four? I think they are. Over the last 2 weeks, they've gone from chocolates to ball lollies in a real, real hurry. 1-3-3-5-3 is our number. Give us a call with your thoughts.
Okay, let's talk to Ange of Kidman Park. G'day, Ange. Thought you'd ring up.
Hey, Gus.
Yes, sir.
How many years ago did Ben Dixon retire?
What have you done now?
Well, he just said, Ben Dixon didn't play very well last night. I think you need to start taking ball lollies and taking medication, mate.
That's what I said. He keeps putting his foot in his mouth.
Sorry,
Ange. That's right.
Ben Dixon.
Sorry. Hey, no, you're right.
So, KG, you reckon we're overrated? Okay.
No.
Hang on.
No, we'll get it right.
Let me finish. Carlton beat GWS.
Yep.
Where was Carlton on the table?
Well, they went in the top four. The point you're missing, Ange, let me clarify. I said Port are the luckiest side to be in the top four.
I disagree. We've built the sides when we've had to. Hang on. Okay, we had a shocker against Essendon like the Crows did against North Melbourne, true?
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, now normally Brisbane came at us twice yesterday.
Yep.
Last year we would have folded, went defensive and lost the game.
Right.
So are we the overrated team? We've won enough games to be in the top four.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you have to do, guys.
But, Ange, let me say this to you. When you played Brisbane the time before last, you smashed them by 83 points away.
But Brisbane have improved.
Just a moment.
They've improved.
Excuse me. When you played them last time away, you smashed them by 83. Back at home, you only beat them, only beat them by 40.
Okay, so if Robbie Gray kicked straight, that would have been...
Oh, yeah, no, if my uncle was my sister, it'd be different.
Here we go. Hey, Charles, get another bloody Krispy Kreme, will you, mate?
All right, mate, all right. All right, and I'll get Charlie right next time.
Yeah, good on you, boys.
Take care, mate. He's a good boy. James on the Twitter family said, time for the tarps to come out, KG. Not even free membership can stop it.
Well, 31,000 last night at the Adelaide Oval. I've got to say...
It wasn't a bad night, was it?
That was disappointing from my point of view. I'm not here to bag for it. I'm saying, but 31,000 disappointing.
Yeah, I think Keithy would be disappointed with the turnout.
Oh, no doubt.
Hey, Johnny of Newton. G'day, John.
Yeah, how are you going, boys?
Good.
You... KG is 200% right. I mean... Okay, the previous caller was going on. Of course, he's a one-eyed Port supporter, but look who Port have played. I mean, when they bet Sydney, when they bet Fremantle, I mean, even a girls' team could have beaten them at the time. They haven't played no one. They haven't been no one in the top eight. They've played Brisbane twice. They've had an easy draw. Their test is their next seven games, and in their next seven games, they'll be. They may win one. Wait till they play the other sides up there. Okay, the Crows, we had a good start. We had three losses, and I'm happy we had three losses because it put us back into reality. I mean, look at Pike. When Pike speaks on his press conference, he says, we are good enough. We've got a lot of improvement. But Hinkley says, oh, no, we're doing the right things. We are winning. But they're so lucky that they are winning. Wait until we're into round 20, and then we'll see, and they will drop out of the eight.
You're right, Johnny. You're right. Their next month is going to be a very good test, and it will start next Saturday against Collingwood at the MCG. That'll be a real good test for Ken and the players.
But if they produce the form they were playing in prior to the Essendon game, they'll beat sides.
Yes.
But the last 2 weeks, they've dropped
off.
They're
just grinding away. That's all you need to do is grind away some wins.
No, I think last night was important, given the fact that the Bombers smashed them out of the blue, that they had to come out and win in a positive, strong, hard fashion. And they didn't do it.
They're not overrated.
Well,
that's too harsh.
So far as the top four is concerned, I said.
Sally of Bellevue Heights. G'day, Sal.
Hey, Jazz. Hey, KG. How are you?
Good, Sally. Thank you.
I agree. I'm sorry, Jazz. I do agree with KG. The last 2 weeks, they should have beaten both teams bigger, more than what they... did with Brisbane last night.
Look, Sal, to get the 4 points was critical, vital, no question about that.
Yes.
It goes without saying.
Yes.
But as I said to Nixie yesterday, I think it was also important that Port Adelaide showed themselves and their supporters and everybody with a positive and emphatic win over a side that is second to bottom, and they didn't do it. Mm. They scrapped to win, to their credit, but that disappointed me.
Yeah, I'm not a Power supporter. I'm a Crow, and always have been, always will be. But I've got friends who are Power supporters that didn't even watch the game and were still disappointed.
Yeah, well, look, if they produce the form that they showed prior to the Bomber game, Bombers game,
they're a chance.
No question.
Well, have a nice day. Let's talk to Fox Footy and former Western Bulldogs superstar Brady Johnson. Yeah. Braddles, thanks for your time on a Sunday, mate.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you going today?
Good, thanks, Brad. Yeah,
what about the Richmond Football Club? 36 points up there, Braddles. Are they the biggest chokers in Australian rules football in the last 15 years?
Well, we went through it last night on Saturday scoreboard. Exactly. Not sort of using the choking tag yet. We'll wait and see what happens around finals times, I suppose, for Richmond. They're putting themselves in a position to play finals this year, which is number one for them, of course, where they've come from the last couple of years. But look, yesterday was very disappointing again in terms of, you know, the way they played early, the energy, high energy type play that was so super that just disappeared in that second half. That's a credit to the Sydney Swans, and they're back in some great form themselves. So they're going to be a tough side to beat on the run home, whoever they come up against. But yeah, Richmond have still got a lot of work to do. I think they understand that as a club, but I still think they're on the right track.
Gee, Brad, your former team and their coach, Luke Bevich, is normally very measured. He hears slam speculation about the Dogs not playing the brand of football they played last year. They've been accused of suffering a premiership hangover from partying and so forth. He was very angry about that. What's your take on it?
Yeah, well, they're not playing the type of footy they did last year. That's a given. I think everyone can see that at the moment. They just don't have the collective 22 playing well together at the moment. Look, they've probably got a core group of, say, 28 to 30 that they select from week in, week out. And, you know, a number of changes again for today. So players just aren't in the form that we did see consistently last year. So that's obviously a challenge for the football club. And look, that's the big thing that they've got to try and overcome over the next few rounds. And it starts today against Melbourne, which is just an absolutely huge game at Etihad.
Yeah, it certainly is. And he's also slammed the fact that they're calling for the AFL to consider banning the runners. What's your take on that as well?
No, I think runners play a part in the game. No question. And look, I think the AFL probably need to come out and just educate everyone on the parameters around what the runner can and can't do in terms of, you know, when the ball's been kicked out, where the runner can stand, what they can do. Look, and they might make moves around that in terms of they're not allowed out in the ground at certain stages of the game, or, you know, when there's a point kicking, they're not allowed to be out on the ground or something like that. And that's a simple solution, because I think they're a part of the game that is certainly needed, because, you know, messages have to get out there, and players need to understand certain things that come from the coach, because they're seeing things up above. Because at ground level, it is very difficult at times to see the spaces that might be open, or to see the way the opposition are really defending the way you play. So the runner's a valuable asset that, if used correctly, is an important part of our game.
Jono, what about players starting to act and dive? Are we starting to see that creep into our game the last couple of years? Are we getting concerned about players diving and acting for free kicks?
Oh, it's been around for a long time.
But I don't like it, Jono. I don't like it. It's not a good look.
No, it's not. It isn't a great
It's not our game, mate.
I totally agree. It's not. I agree totally with that. So so that's where I think the boys on the couch have started to drum this up as well. They've highlighted the last 3 weeks a couple of players that have dived, so they're going to try and expose them. And they're trying to get the AFL to start sending a few more letters out, I think, to these players that are diving. I think that's what was said a few years ago. I'm not sure how many letters have been sent out, but probably not too many. So we need to get a few more out to some players that may be diving and looking for that free kick. I think the umpires are a little bit smarter now too in not paying them as often, because and I think that's an important part of stamping it out also.
Brad, should Lance Buddy Franklin be a bit concerned? Will he be a bit nervous?
I had a good look at it last night as well. Nick D'Alsano was there live, and he went through it on scoreboard with us, and basically looks like he hits the back of his shoulder. So from the angle that we saw last night, the first angle I thought, oh, he's in a lot of strife.
Yeah, me
but
too.
The second angle actually looks like that he hits him sort of on the back of the shoulder under the armpit there. So which is in a way helpful for Buddy, but I'm also wrapped the fact that Menadue was able to turn his
get
body
up
himself. And that's the most important thing, the change that we're starting to see is players used to sort of drive through with their head and not protect themselves. And that's the way we were taught, to turn your body if a collision was coming. And that's what I was wrapped with to see with Menadue. Yeah, he copped a big hit from Buddy, but he also protected himself and his head by the looks of things. So that was good also.
Exactly.
Hey, Jono, thanks for your time on a Sunday. Good to catch up again, mate. And no doubt the Bulldogs need to bounce back today against the Demons.
Yeah, thanks, boys. It's a huge one today. Hopefully they get a big win.
Good on you, Brad Johnson. No, I love him on TV. Absolutely fantastic.
He's a ripping fella.
He's always happy. Always happy, laughing.
Watch your team live every round only on Fox Footy Channel 504.
Gee, I reckon, Buddy, I reckon...
Don't start skidding in 2 weeks.
But no, there's nothing
in it.
But see, you've jumped all over me. Buddy's got to be careful. This is not
But that's how he plays, Cage.
Well, that
he
may
plays
well
aggressive
be,
football, that, and that's what you
and
want.
And I want him to play aggressive football, but he's got to be careful when he drops the shoulder or the body. He's got to be careful.
Yeah, I understand that.
That's all I'm saying, Charles.
But you're talking like an umpire. You know, don't let us go and get hunt the football and hit him hard.
Shepherd and
bump a bloke off the ball. Let us do that anymore.
You're reading things into it.
Fair dinkum.
Unbelievable.
I've been hanging around you too long.
Unbelievable.
Now, hot topic this week. What pricked your
ears?
Well,
it's not a hot topic
at
all.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's I'm sick to death of people wanting to change and tinkering with our game. It is the best game in the world. It's the most
totally
aggressive,
agree.
Most athletic.
Yep, right.
Now they want to ban the runner.
AFL's looking at it.
Well, that is
they absolutely, are
absolutely
looking at it.
Nonsensical. It's
does the game even need a runner?
It does. It's an integral part of the game. Well, how are you going to get a message to your players?
At the breaks, quarter time, half time, before the game, three-quarter time.
What if something happens during a quarter of football that you need to give a
That's why you empower leaders, good leaders,
mate.
Young men that can take control.
Oh.
Mate, because they're out there doing it.
Well, but you're the coach. That's why you sit there.
But you set it, yeah, but you set it up during the week.
No, no.
Monday to Friday, you do your planning, you do your chats, you set up your game plans, you stop, and then let them take control.
Don't tell me things
don't happen. Why do they need a runner? Why do you need a runner in football?
Well, I'm just about to tell you.
Right.
Don't tell me things don't happen during a quarter whereby that you're not happy with as coach. That's your role, that you want to tell a player to go behind the ball or do or whatever. And that's an integral part of it. You can't expect your leadership group to be across that the whole day.
Well, ridiculous. This is what the great man himself, one of the greats, Kevin Bartlett, said regarding runners.
Does the game even need runners? Oh, that's the question. Geez. The coach's right-hand man, when interchange numbers are still high. The coach has before the game, quarter time, half time, and three-quarter time to get his messages across. Plus, 90 times during the game, players are coming on and off the field, so there is ample opportunity to get those extra words of wisdom across to a player. And wouldn't it be nice to see players think for themselves for a change out on the field with the much-hyped leadership groups leading the way? Once the clubs could have two runners, now it's down to one. Maybe it's time to cap the runner to five messages a quarter or no longer have runners as part of the game.
Brilliant.
Cap the runners?
Brilliant. Totally support KB's comments.
That could be looked at, but you can't give the players more leadership. Well, we might as well get rid of the coach. Fair dinkum, honest it.
1-3-3-5-3 is our number. James of Wollonga. G'day, Jimmy.
G'day, KG. Sounds like you need to get the runner and get Jars out of there, mate.
Well, that's exactly right.
I'm not far off from being dragged.
Exactly right, Jay. Yeah, the hook's
I've
out.
I've been a cage myself, as Jars has, and I mean, if you've got a move to make, you need to get it done straight away, and it's a good vent for the coach. He yells at the runner, and the runner dials it down a little bit when he gets to the player.
How many times do you use your runner during a game, Jimmy?
Probably 4 or 5 times this quarter.
A quarter, okay, yep.
And it's simple. But,
yep.
Yeah, look, our game's unique and it goes for 30 minutes.
Correct.
Like, most quarters are done by 15 minutes in most other games. And you can prepare all you like during the week.
Yep.
But so many variables happen in that 30 minutes from quarter to quarter. Oh. Games change in a half.
James, I was talking to Louie about this off air the other day about what about how bringing in the timeouts during a quarter of footy?
No. We're too American now.
Yeah,
mate.
Okay. We were just talking about it.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm open to conversation,
let's
look at what we've lost in our game and maybe bring some of that back.
Yeah, well said.
Yeah. Great call. Yeah,
you know what I mean? I love footy. So,
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Nah, well done, Jimmy. Yeah, bloody oath.
Yeah, great mate. Call, double James. Pass to the Crows v Hawthorn Thursday, 7:20 Adelaide. And don't forget to go and see the Triple M Rock Patrol before the game
I'm
for a beer.
Supporter, but I'll go. Thursday night, footy beach, 4 o'clock on a Saturday.
There you go.
Yeah, good point.
He's got it in one. Thanks so much, James.
Very good call, James. Great call.
What have we lost in the game? We should talk about that in the break. Rob of Mount Barker. G'day, Rob.
Oh, it's Rod, actually. How are you?
Oh, sorry, Rod. No, not my fault. Well, out the back. The producer out there.
Get his name, Rod.
Flogs. Rod, talk to us.
Rod, he's called you, Rob. He's called Charlie Dixon, Ben Dixon. So
I'm hanging in there, mate.
All right, mate. No, but I think with the runners, at least one, I think all you need is one, and just get the message to a player on and off the field instead of having half a dozen. It's not half a dozen, but it's being facetious, but it does get in the way of the other players.
Yeah, look, I'm happy with that one runner, but don't ban him. No, not at all.
No, I wasn't too bad. My main concern was, why I phoned up, was about the scragging of Sloan. Did you read the article in the paper yesterday about from Graham Corns?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, saw that.
Yeah?
And he's spot on.
There's a rule there. Has the umpires, has that rule been taken out of the rule book, has it?
Oh, well, you see,
there's three umpires out there. Surely one of them can see it.
There's been four.
Well, four. There you go. Even more.
And all you've
got to
do, Rod, is when you see it from the start, blow the whistle, pay the free kick, run past the offending player and say, if you continue to do that, Andrew, I'm going to blow the whistle all day.
And he'll stop.
The choice is yours.
He'll stop. Yeah.
And that's what you have to do.
Do Do you think that subsection E that Graham Corns refers to should be sent to the board of the umpires or the person in charge of the umpires so they're aware of that rule?
Well, exactly right.
And knowing Stud, he would have sent it off too.
He would have emailed it immediately, Stud.
Good on you, Rod. Have a good day, mate.
Yeah, good call.
Mark of Seaford. G'day, Mark.
Yeah, g'day, fellas. Hey, KG, I'm with you. You're spot on. The leadership group is there to lead by example, not make coaching decisions.
Good call.
Right.
If they are
not wasting their time, but if they're making decisions on the ground and worrying about movement of players, they're not concentrating on the game themselves.
So, right? Mark, do you coach?
No, I have played.
What I do is I've got a captain in each area. So I've got a defensive captain, a midfield captain, a forward captain, and they know exactly everything that's going on. So I empower them to make some decisions. I use a runner, but I don't use him as much as I
reckon. Mark's spot on that. You need your leadership group to lead the way by physically doing the things on the ground.
But they do that on and off the field.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, Mark. We got another prize.
Yeah, Mark can have a prize.
Yeah, no, we'll send him over the double pass. Roosters v the Storm.
Outstanding.
Saturday, June 24th at Adelaide Oval. Tickets from tickettech.com.au.
Good call, Mark. Absolutely sensational call.
Keep the conversation going on Twitter.
I tell you what, Jazz.
George?
That stumped you. That rock and roll you. That knocked your middle stump right out of the ground. Umpire stood at the bowler's head and went, right. On your way, Andrew Newton. You're out.
What's on after 11? What have we got, Heyday?
Well, Neil Curley gives us an absolute exclusive, one of the biggest that we'll see all year. Handpicked by Andrew Jarman. Unplugged stones while horses. Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota. South Australia's number one Toyota dealer, Triple M.
Good on you, Hados. Now, Jazz, I've got to say that this next topic or issue is something that I love.
Yep.
Because I'm a very emotional and nostalgic person. Mm-hmm. I was watching during the week where Boomer Harvey, wonderful player for the Shinbunners, North Melbourne, had his number 29 jumper retired. And I would like to see us do more of that. Retire the jumpers of some of our greatest players. Mm. Like, one readily comes to mind. I don't think, and it's close to your heart, I don't think the number 10 of North Adelaide, that jumper should be retired.
Oh,
it belonged to Barry Robin, who is now a legend of the AFL. Mm. That jumper should be retired forever.
I totally agree. I've staggered the club didn't even...
But we should
discuss
We should do more with them.
Yeah,
we should
put it away.
No, we should hang it somewhere.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Put it away, and because there's only one number 10 for North Adelaide, only one, and there'll only ever be number 10 for North Adelaide. It's Barry Robin. And I like this idea, Cage.
I would like I'd love the Crows to start like with their museum.
But what about what about Sturt number 8, Paul Bagshaw?
Paul Bagshaw.
Would he?
Wonderful player. He's into the AFL Hall of Fame. Mark Ricciuto, the Crows, number 32, should be retired. Brownlow medalist.
Nah.
The best captain that the Cubs had.
Been a great player.
Should that number 2?
No, I don't think so.
I disagree. That should be put into the museum of the Adelaide Football Club, never to be worn again, number 32.
What about number 14, Gene McIntosh?
Gene McIntosh of Norwood. Look, when you sit down and think about it.
Mick Redden at North.
We should make more of this, but it's part of our history. It's part of our tradition.
So have they retired Wayne Carey's number and Malcolm Blight's number at the Kangaroos?
I'm not sure.
Because that is a magnificent
number 15, Malcolm Blight.
Achievement
for
Boomer Harvey.
They're the things that... we should be doing to our game, whereby we dress it up and recognise...
keep the romance involved.
Well, that's a good word, romance. Very good word. Where we salute the champions...
I like this.
..that have made our game what we go to and enjoy today. Look, folks...
because basketball do it.
Oh, well, I don't care about basketball.
Not what you said before.
Along the same lines.
What did you say before? You said I don't give a stuff
about basketball. That's the same thing. Look, folks, we're going to throw the lines up.
Give us some names.
This is something very close to me.
Yeah,
I love it.
And I love it, George.
Because I reckon the jumper is the most important part of a player's wear. 133353, that's a number. If you had the power to retire one jumper, give me the jumper that you would nominate, that you would retire. 133353. Boomer Harvey, North Melbourne's done it.
Well done.
We should do it and make more of it.
Okay, mate.
No one's saying on Twitter the long sleeve number 2 for the Crows, James. It's early days.
It's only a rag.
At Triple M Adelaide on Twitter.
Welcome back, Dead Set Legends. Our topic, if you had the power, which jumper would you retire of which particular player? As we said, Boomer Harvey from North Melbourne has had his number 29 retired. And I love that.
I do too.
I think
like you said, salute our champions.
Salute our champions. 133353. If you had the power, which jumper would you retire?
Twitter family's been busy. Dave Crude Devil said, I'd retire Norwood's Gary McIntosh,
number 14,
and Michael Aish.
Yeah,
number Rowdy. 8, both SA and Nord legends. Agree. Jimmy Angove, no one's still wearing 35 at Port Adelaide.
Now that's a young man who sadly got...
young John McCarthy.
McCarthy got died.
Yep.
Very sad.
So there's a couple of...
interesting.
Adam of Williamstown. G'day, Adam.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Do you want to retire them or not?
Sorry, mate?
Do you want to retire the jumpers or not?
No, I don't think so. I think it's... you're talking about it a week or so ago about the statue. I reckon it's... You're better off getting a statue for someone like Boomer because you're going to run out of numbers eventually, or you're going to have blokes running around in like 65 and 68.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I reckon the statue's the way to go for Boomer.
Yeah, I don't know. You'd have statues everywhere, like number 10 of North Adelaide. That's a classic.
Mm.
Like that should
Russell Ebert.
Russell Ebert, number 7 of Port Adelaide. Mm. Russell Ebert. They're the sort of jumpers.
What about Ralphie Saw, Woodville?
I don't. No. All due respects.
No. Okay.
Lovely player, but no. I think they've got to, and I say again in a respectful manner, that they've got to be someone like a Robbrin or an Ebert or of that
caliber. Mark Lally at South Adelaide?
No, I don't quite think so. No.
Curley?
Oh, Knuckles. Yeah, West Adelaide. Gee whiz.
What number was Knuckles?
He was number 1. Curls.
Alex of Glenside. Thanks, Adam. Alex. G'day, Alex.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good, buddy. Alex. Got a name for us?
Look, I reckon you have to retire a jumper of somebody who's passed away or who has something's happened to them. You know, I was going to say Rick Davies.
Number 24?
But then I've gone Peter Motley. Number 2. Ooh, with the and what he's gone through.
Yeah
well, there you go.
The ones that Collingwood did, Darren Mullane, when he passed away.
Darren Mullane, 42.
So that's what I mean. There's got to be a significance with it for them to retire the jumper for a reason. You know, I agree with Russell Ebert. I agree with Gary McIntosh.
Yep.
Ralphie Saw because of what he went through towards the end. So I reckon you're spot on, Jars.
Mm. With that injury, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, this is not a bad point. That's not a bad point. But I'd just like to see us do more, recognise the champions.
You don't think we do enough already?
No, do we really? Yeah, to everyone to name grandstands and that. But I think so far as the club in itself should have the jumpers there in a special museum where, you know, Gary McIntosh or Michael Ace's jumpers. Kenny Farmer. Unbelievable.
Jim of Salisbury. G'day, Jimmy.
Hey, boys.
Yeah, Jim.
Mate, KG said it for me, basically, about the Russell Ebert.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how cool is it to the... I'm sorry, I'm against retiring numbers.
Yep.
I think it should. If it's a great player like the Ebert, how cool would it be for the Ebert family to see young Bradley running around wearing number 7 now?
Well, he is.
Or even Russell's grandson in the future.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like if they retired the number, they don't see that.
That's a good point,
sure,
Jimmy.
Put the number 7 in the cage or in the glass and all that sort of stuff, but leave it for a special occasion. I mean,
it's a good point. This,
you know, I don't really want to, you know, doomsday, but
not at all.
Johnny McCarthy's family in the future, like if his cousin or, you know, nephew suddenly play for Port Adelaide, bang, give him 35. How cool would that be?
Yeah, look, I think that's food for thought. That's coming from another angle, but I'm not totally against that, Jimmy. I think it's a very interesting.
Well said.
My word.
Very good call, Jim. Thanks, mate. Cameron of Hope Valley. G'day, Camo.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Good, thanks, Cameron.
Good, good. Now, I listen to you boys, and I just look to one example. I'm a bit of a Crows fan, and I look at number 23, and growing up as a young kid, everyone wanted to play like Andrew McLeod, and I think he's one of the best role models in the Indigenous community and football community in general.
Without a doubt.
We're talking about 1% of the population, 10% of the AFL, the Aboriginal community, and traditionally it's gone through Petrenko and Charlie Cameron now, and those players would do anything for that jumper, and I just think it'd be a shame to take those numbers away because it gives something for people to play to. And if you compare it to the basketball, everyone goes out to play like Jordan. There's only one team that retired the number 23. you know, that's the same case.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, look, the more I start to think about it.
Camo spot on.
The more I start to think about this, our callers have raised some very interesting. But I just think we should do more with those significant people. Thanks very much, Cam. It's a very, very good call, actually.
Rebecca of Salisbury Downs. G'day, Rebecca.
Hey, how are you?
Good. You got someone for us?
Yes, Craig Bradley from Carlton.
Yeah, well, there's another one, number 21.
He was a star.
He was an absolute superstar, both
absolutely,
and a great ambassador for football.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's a name. See,
thanks, Beck.
But I just think we need to do more, Jazz. Mm. Just seem to be doing more. Well, on your back, thanks for your call. Interesting.
So, anyone from West Torrens in the bygone years?
Oh, Lindsay Head, Bob Hank.
Lindsay Head, there you go, 17.
Lindsay Head, Bob Hank.
Bobby Hank.
Bobby Hank, marvellous player. I remember as a kid going to the pug hole at Thebben and watching Westies play West Torrens and seeing Bobby Hank spin out of the middle onto his left leg and hit Willis at full four, right on the nipple with lace out. Unbelievable.
Skill at its best.
Oh, left foot stab pass. Wow, stop it. Unbelievable. Love it. Loved every minute of it.
A big exclusive off Neil Curley in the next 10 minutes. And next, Australia lose and Andrew Jarman tears of joy. Going to find out what's happened in the overnight scoreboard next. Triple M.
Jars, I've been waiting a long time for this. Mm. You know, the King, Donald Neil Curley, a very good friend of ours. I was talking to Curls here about 6 weeks ago, and I said, Curls, why don't you sort of go through and pick your best South Australian players, South Australian-born players, over the last 20 years and pick a team.
That'd be tough.
And he said, fellow worker, I'll do that. I'll do that. Well, he's done it for us, Curls, Jars.
Yep.
This is exclusive to Triple M.
Nice.
As we go to the King himself, Curls, welcome to the show.
Hi, fellas. How are you?
Yeah, Knuckles. Good, Curls. Now, Curls, how tough has the job been?
I'd rather fight sharks, I tell you. this has not been easy. Like, I mean, it's 25 years, 1990 to 2015.
Yep.
South Australian born players.
Yep.
So a lot of players that the listeners may think, why isn't that boy in it? He was born like McLeod. He was born in Northern Territory.
So yeah.
He doesn't qualify.
Gee whiz.
Look, I don't know how many changes I've made to this team over the last. Why don't you give me something bloody easy? it's tough.
Oh.
It's the old story. We're not going to please all the listeners because they'll have their own opinion.
Yep.
But I'm ready to go.
Righto, son. Righto, Curls. Now, what we'll do, Curls, we want you to start from the backs, go to the centre line initially. Away you go, Donald Neil.
Righto, for the back line, Gavin Wanganeen.
Oh, yeah.
Pocket.
Yep.
Rutten at fullback.
Ooh.
Ben Rutten.
Benny Rutten.
Ben Rutten at fullback. There's no one else. Ben Hart in the other pocket.
Yeah, agree with that.
Yep.
Up back flank, Enright.
Corey Enright,
Yeah,
good one.
Yep.
Pavlik. Now, people know Pavlik.
Pavlik?
He's played centre-half back at AFL level, and I can't fit him in up forward, so Pavlik at centre-half back.
Whoa, that's controversial.
He would have been a good centre-half back too, Kills, wouldn't he, if he played down there?
Well, if he had a Spanish career there, yeah.
Yeah, I reckon he would have been a good player.
He could have been anything. Mm. And on the other side is Goodwin.
Simon Goodwin.
Yep.
Across the centre line.
Ooh, here we go.
This one was a tough one. I've got Sean Burgoyne on one wing.
Ooh, yes.
Nice.
Mark Rusciuto in the middle.
In the middle. Yeah, I like that. I like that very much, Curls. That would have been tough.
Nice.
And Craig Bradley on the other wing. And he just fits into the time bracket.
Just gets in.
That's my back line and centre line at this stage.
I'm not going to
make any more changes. I've made enough changes.
What we'll do, Curls, we'll take a break. We'll take a big breath and come back and get your forwards, your interchange and your rucks, your captain and your coach, Curls. Back in a
good
moment.
Stuff, Curls.
Stay on the line, Curls.
Right,
boys. Oh, I love this. Matty Pavlik, centre-half back.
When you think about it.
He's a good player.
He can play anywhere. It's like a Barry Robben. Mm. Unbelievable player.
Don't put him in the bracket of Barry Robben.
No, I'm not, but I'm saying.
Don't go there.
In that area, he could play in any pool. You can take result out. You are this morning. Back with Curl soon. We're talking, of course, to Donald Neil Curley, who has picked his best ever South Australian-born players over the past
25 years.
25 years.
1990 to 2015,
that's
George.
That's unbelievable. And we've gone from the backs to the centre line. We're now going to go the forwards to the rucks and the interchange, the coach.
Here we go.
And the captain. Righto,
all right,
girls.
All right, girls, far away.
The forward line.
Half forward line.
Righto, fellas. This is where the cream is. Cream. Half forward. Goods.
Goods.
Adam Goods.
Adam Goods.
Ooh, yeah. Local boy, yep.
Centre forward.
Centre Wayne Carey.
Oh. The duck. Yes.
Half forward flank, Darren Jarman.
Ooh, D. Jarman got in. Whoa.
That's a great half forward line.
Beat that half forward line.
Just pause there for a moment. How good's that half forward line? Adam Goods. Wayne Carey and Darren Jarman. That would have to be the best half forward line in the history of AFL, VFL, South Australian, WA footy, surely.
That's a pretty good one.
Oh, all right. Okay, full forward.
Stephen Kernahan in the pocket.
Yeah, sticks. Ooh.
Tony Modra, full forward.
Yeah. Mods, yeah. Yeah.
Eddie Betts, forward pocket.
Eddie Betts, is he eligible?
Yeah.
Of course he's eligible. Yeah. He's born in Port Lincoln.
Yeah. Oh, Curls has done his homework. Yeah,
First ruck, Curls.
Sean Wren.
Yeah.
Now, this one's going to... Michael Aish.
Michael Aish!
Oh, Rowdy Aish!
Rowdy!
Sheepers.
Gee!
Yeah, I love it.
John Platten.
Platts. Got to get in, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Okay.
Interchange.
Yep.
A. Jarman.
Oh, Jarman, you're in! Oh,
geez, I'm bloody emotional.
Well, you're my mate, pal. Kane Corns.
Kane Corns. Ooh, that's interesting selection. Ooh.
Warren Treadray.
Oh, gee.
Jeepers.
Nigel Smart. Oh. Yeah. Tony McGuinness.
Yes.
Yeah.
You spent a bit of time with this bloke, Andrew. Yeah. Gary Macca.
Had to get in at Macca.
You got to get in.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Righto. Yeah. Who's your captain?
Toss up this one.
Come on. It's got to be my man.
It's a toss up.
It's got to be my man. It's got to be the Roo boy.
I flipped the coin. Mark Rusciuto, captain.
Oh, yes.
Jeez.
And Stephen Kernahan, vice captain.
Oh, God, what a combination.
I would have gone Kernahan, captain.
It was toss up. I flipped the coin.
Yep.
And came down heads.
All right.
That was rude.
Okay, who's the coach?
That's easy.
Malcolm Blight.
Okay.
He's the only one.
Righto.
What a side that would be.
That is a brilliant side.
Hey, Michael Aish. I love that.
Yeah.
When you look at Rowdy's career, Curls and Jars, wonderful career. Yeah. Absolutely.
Jeez.
Well, he would have, in this team, with so much skill around him, it'd be even better.
Mm.
You know, he was good enough as he was, Andrew, and you realise that. You played with him.
Yeah.
He was a will-o'-the-wisp.
Yeah.
One of the best players that I've ever seen to play, find space and receive the ball. But there you go, boys. That's the best
I can do.
Kane Corns, interesting. When you look at
his record, look, Kane was not a brilliant player, but he had a job to do.
Yep.
And he did it to absolute perfection.
He did, no doubt.
His concentration was second to none, and the way he went about his business was excellent. I think he won, three or four games?
Yeah. Best and fairest.
So, and he played over 300.
Yep.
And there's a young kid I would have loved to got in with Tyson Edwards.
Yeah.
Well, that I was going to ask you.
Where's Chris McDermott?
Yeah, Chris McDermott.
No, he's not good enough.
I think if there's a stiff player here, it's got to be Tyson Edwards.
Oh, yeah, Tyson, like it's over 300 games. Was just he could rely on him, and every week he presented himself. You know, and then you got blokes like Lachlan, Pickett, Hodgman, Naylor. Cooney, oh, Franco, Griffin, Wilson, Bass.
Nah, well done, Kills.
I've lost more bloody sleep over the time I select this team than any other thing I've had to do.
Oh, brilliant.
I can now imagine how umpires pop themselves and they have to sit down and pick their best three players.
Exactly right. Curls, yeah. That's magnificent, Curls. We right. appreciate that. And we'll put it on the Triple N line and people can have a look at it and give us their thoughts. Good on you, Curls.
Okay, boys, all the best.
Donald Neil Kelly, that is unbelievable.
That's tough.
When you think of the Tyson Edwards, is
absolutely
the real stiff one. He would have been a mine. Okay, look, you can give us your thoughts, folks. What do you think? What's your thoughts on Donald Neil Kelly's best ever born and bred South Australian players over the last 25 years?
Beautiful.
Give us your thoughts. Who was unlucky? Who was lucky? 133353 is our number.
Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota, Triple M. For CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer. And it's Sunday Dead Set Legends with KG and Jars.
Well, we've just heard Neil Kelly's team, KG, the best South Australian-born players in the last 25 years.
Correct.
1990 to 2015. This would have been one of the toughest gigs he had to do.
Impossible.
You asked him to do it about 4 or 5 weeks ago down at the shack.
I did. Having a little
Wine. It's already started a bit of controversy around the studios. Wayne Carey was born in Wagga Wagga. He moved over here when he was 6 years old. So Wayne Carey is now out of the side.
So he's born in Wagga Wagga.
Wagga Wagga.
Okay.
His birth certificate says Wagga Wagga, George.
Okay. We've been in contact with Curls.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to move Predators to centre half forward.
Right.
In place of Wayne Carey.
And then who comes in?
Tyson Edwards comes in on the bench.
Oh, so Tyson. So you've got on the phone to Curls.
Yeah, Curls.
Let's talk to a very dear friend of ours.
The man who Curls made
in
captain.
In the guts. The Rupert. G'day, Rupert.
G'day, boys. What a great team that Whoa. Was. Unbelievable.
What about the half forward line?
Shit.
Just chalk them up. The capacity Brilliant. Crowd, whatever oval you played at.
Jeepers, Rupert. Rupert, what a side. Wanganeen, Rutten and Benny Hart across the back line. Then Corey Enright. Pavlik at centre-half back row.
Yeah, he was an All-Australian fullback, boys. Remember that? He was 6 All-Australians,
well,
one
there
of those
you go.
Fullback.
There well you go. Done, well done, Rupert. Well done.
Yeah, that's all right. I'll do the research if nothing counts. Losing his bloody marbles up there. He's in the Abbey. That's the only reason he put me captain, you bloke. You know that, so I wouldn't steal his Abbey spot. How could you put me in front of Six Cannon?
You're just
he just doesn't want me to tell anyone about
who bet his pots. Body coach and Sean Wren, Michael Ace, John Platt, and Mark Ruscito taking the first bounce.
Well,
you lick your lips for that.
Well, I was with Rennie again last week at the reunion. I tell you what, he's still fiery and passionate. He'd still love to be out there to rip blokes' heads off old Rennie.
he was grumpy, wasn't he?
Good grumpy, though. You
he
want to ruck alongside a bloke like that because he'd hurt the opposition. And what about Gary McIntyre? I would have loved to have played in the trenches with Mac. And you did.
He's one of the best.
You would have punched the crap out of each other.
You too.
You'd let him punch him and we'd just go and get the ball. He'd just do that. Just an awesome side. I think what you've got to do now, if you haven't already done it, boys, is get the Knuckles to pick the best Victorian side of the last 25 years and then do the match-ups. How good would that be?
We'll do that.
Great idea.
Try and get him to do it properly this time.
How come you didn't think of this, Cage?
The duck. You'd like to play with the duck too.
Yeah, but he's not a South Australian, mate, so he's out.
Part-time.
Hey, good stuff, mate. Have a good day and good luck on the brekkie tomorrow.
Yeah, beautiful, boys. Have a good one.
See you too, Roo. Mark Rashid. So we've been in touch with Curls. Wayne Carey, ineligible.
Yep.
Treaders has gone to centre-half forward and Tyson Edwards has come in on the interchange bench. I'm really happy Tyson's in. Absolute champion he was. Absolute champion.
You need to ring him again, the best Victorian side the last 25 years.
Jesus.
That's a great idea. And we can match him up.
Match him up. Yeah. All right. We'll do that in the next few weeks.
Sunday Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer.
Got on your hat us to your big game locally today, Jazz. Should be an absolute rip snorter. at Port Adelaide taking on, that's Port Adelaide Magpies.
Yeah, arch rivals.
Yeah, taking on Sturt. Should be a beauty. Both sides playing good footballers here. Welcome to the program for the first time this year. It's lovely to talk to him. And the coach of the Magpies, young Studley Corns. Chad, welcome to the show.
G'day, Kay. How are you, mate?
G'day, champ.
I'm very, very, very good. Thank you, young stud. Now, look, you'd be delighted at the moment. You've got the boys playing some super football. So today's game should be a beauty, young stud.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good one. Now, Sturt haven't lost since the last time we played them, so they've won five in a row. And, our guys just keep improving every week. We've got a really young group in, and, you know, the new draftees from last year are actually improving and getting better every week. So when players do that, it's really, really pleasing for the coach, obviously, and, you know, it helps with the low injury list at the Power. So we're playing again with 21 listed boys. Yeah, set up for a really good day.
Sensational.
Chattles, you're playing consistent footy, and that's the key message, obviously, you're telling your players, and that would please you because, as you know, come finals, you need to be playing consistently well.
Yeah, that's right. Even, you know, last week against West, we were up by a lot at halftime, and, you know, sometimes those games, it's really easy for the boys to drop off and sort of go through the motions in the last half. But to the boys' credit, they came out even harder after halftime and really put West away. So yeah, the four-quarter efforts have been really good over the last couple of weeks.
Young stud, you've got three players coming back, fairly good players, Pittard, Archie and Tumpus. You don't have any problems with those boys after they've been omitted from the powder coming back, fitting into your side?
No, another really good thing, ever since I've been here, Cage, is the attitude that those guys come back with. You know, they're obviously really disappointed when Kenny tells them
naturally
the news early on in the week. So they've got the Tuesday and maybe even Wednesday to, you know, to get over that. But by the time I get them, you know, Thursday, Friday, their attitude is spot on. And that's the case again this week. You know, I know what Archie and Tubbs are going to bring. They, you know, play really well every time they come back. And it's something a bit different for Jasper, but his attitude and the way he trained Friday night was really good. So expecting a solid game from him.
Super.
Chad, how hard has it been telling a Magpie champ like Stevie Summerton he has to go back in the Port Reserves because you've got a full list of AFL players? Would that be a difficult conversation with old Stevie?
It was really difficult at the start of the year because no one really expected it to happen at all. So we sat down with all those guys when it was looked like likely it could happen. And, you know, Chris Davies was involved in the conversation. So we just let them know where it was at and what the rules are. So, you know, when I had to tell someone the first time, you know, about a month ago, he's obviously really flat. But every time he's gone back to the reserves, you know, the same today and watching the game right now, he's playing the right way with a really good attitude. And that's the same with all the other contractor boys. A lot of them could be getting games at every other league team. So for them to still stay up and about and really positive is a great thing for us.
Can I ask you about young Todd Marks, your first-round draft pick? How is he progressing?
Yeah, he's a freak.
Is he really?
Yeah, some of the things he does, you sort of sit back in the coach's box and start laughing. He's another one that's getting better every week, getting more involved in games, you know, from week to week.
Yep.
So he just needs to build on his consistency and, you know, and keep doing what he's doing. But, yeah, it won't be long before you see him in a Power Games, for sure.
Gee whiz. They've been big raps on him.
I've heard good stories.
Unbelievable.
Hey, Chad, before we let you go, thanks for your time. We've got obviously a very important game today. Curls, you didn't get in Curls' best 25 South Australian-born players in the last 25 years. I can't believe that, Chad. Your brother got in.
Is that right?
Yeah,
I thought I got along quite well with Curls.
You better ring him.
He actually was always quite hard on me, though. I think it was a great relationship he had with Dad. He was always really hard on me. But, yeah, you know,
I can't believe it.
25 absolute legends on that
no,
list.
No, but
probably deservedly so, I've missed out on.
Well, centre half back, there's a spot there, and he's got Matty Pavlik there. Yeah. Give him a call, Chattel.
KG, I'm sure you'd have me in that team.
Bloody ass, Chad. You'd be the first pick. I love your passion. Oh, even though you're a Port man,
but
loved his passion.
He's a great South Australian, proud of him.
Unbelievable. Studley, good luck
good
today.
Good luck, champ.
And congratulations on your career thus far. Keep it going, my old son. You're a good man.
No, thanks very much, guys. Good to speak to you both.
I know Stone, a lovely bloke, honestly.
They're playing good footy this year.
Oh, he's, and look,
he's developing nicely as a coach. And he's a runner too for the Power Boys.
Didn't you love to see him play footy?
Oh, I love it. I would have loved to play with him in South Australia jumper.
God.
Against the Victorians.
How good
side
would
that by
have
side.
Been?
Oh, it'd be magnificent.
His passion.
Mate.
His commitment.
Boy, Chad would have been a great State of Origin player for us.
Oh, unbelievable.
All right.
Wonderful,
now,
wonderful player.
Guess what's coming up?
What's
Q&A.
Coming up? Oh,
Q&A.
Yeah. I can handle you.
Jars v KG.
I just cheer you up and spit you out, son. That's how I go today.
We've got a breaking story from Adelaide now. Darren Burgess will leave Power at the end of the month to work with EPL team Arsenal.
What?
What?
That is breaking news as reported by Rooch on Adelaide Now. So that's happening as we speak.
Good Darren, stuff, Ado. Burgess out. Off.
Well, what does that say to you? Arsenal. Halfway through the season.
Oh, well. He's been, well, we'll find out a bit more later on, won't we?
We'll do some digging. We'll keep you updated live on Twitter.
Who are you going to work with?
Arsenal.
Arsenal. The English Gunners. Premier Gunners League team, yeah.
Jeez.
And a more on the breaking story of Darren Burgess leaving the Power at the end of the month to work with EPL team Arsenal. That's after KG has a little bit of answering to do.
DSL Q&A.
Piece
the
of
big
cake.
Questions, the straight answers.
Righto, George, you ready?
I'm always ready.
Did you receive a backlash on your Māori merger talks between South Adelaide, West Adelaide and the Glenelg Football Club?
I've been hammered. Hammered.
So are you still...
I'm not, Joe. I'm
solid
not,
on it.
I'm solid. Look, I'm
Glenelg now have financed you guys.
I am wrapped for the Bays. I love the Bays. My wife was the one-eyed Bays supporter, my late wife, etc. I'm wrapped for the Bays.
Did you receive any official phone calls from these respective clubs?
No, none.
Have you apologised to these football clubs?
No, I'm not going to. No way.
How would you rate the AFL umpiring performances this year?
Pathetic.
All right, that's
pathetic.
Right.
Horrible.
Definitive.
Okay. All over the place like a mad dog's breakfast.
Bag or boost your boss? What do you do?
Sorry?
Bag or boost your boss? What do you do?
Well, you don't bag your boss. If you've got a problem with your boss, you go and sit down and look him in the eye and tell him and talk it through and work it out.
Are the Socceroos boring to watch?
No. They're on the way to qualify direct to Buddy Roger.
Well, they're not there yet.
Well, they're on their way.
Did Alistair Clarkson get off scot-free by his comments about umpires?
Well, $20,000 fine, $15,000 suspended. It's cost him $5,000.
Right.
He's a serial pest.
Okay.
He got off very light.
What's the most annoying football caller? Who's the most annoying football caller?
Jeez.
Basil Semple. What's his name?
Basil Semple.
Semple. And obviously, I've never met the man, but I don't like his calling, though.
Do Wingard and Robbie Gray stage
Robbie
for free
Gay.
Kicks? Sorry, Robbie. Do they stage for
Robbie
free
Gray
kicks?
Robbie Gray does, and he's got to get out of that habit.
Okay.
It's terrible.
Have you come close to meeting the devil?
A couple of times. A fellow over Henley Beach and almost passed out with you.
Should the Crows bring
Thank
back...
Thank goodness you didn't give him mouth to mouth.
Should the Crows bring back Kirk Tippett next year?
On your bike, son.
Have Port fans lost faith in Ken Inkley?
No way. What a ridiculous question.
No, I get told these questions. What's the best thing you've ever done for your country?
For my country?
Yeah, what's the best thing you've ever done?
I've done nothing for my country. It's what the country's done for me. They've spoilt me.
Should runners and water boys be abolished in the AFL?
No way. Stupid comment. Right. Leave it alone.
Last one.
Well, good. What is it?
Who would you choose to have a one-off spar with? Hugh Hefner, Ian Chappell or Chappelle Corby?
I'd pull the bloody water out of the
Who spa. Would you choose to have a one-off
one.
Spa with?
No one.
Hugh Hefner, Ian Chappell, Chappelle, or Chappelle Corby?
Ian Chappell with my gear on. Ian Chappell.
There it is.
What about Hugh Hefner?
Oh, Hugh Hefner? All right. Wouldn't come in with a bull draw.
What a way to end Q&A.
Fair dinkum.
No, my words exactly.
I'm not into spas anyway.
Oh, I am.
So I've heard.
For CMY Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota well dealer. They're stoked having their name on that. Very soon, more on the breaking story about Port's Darren Burgess leaving at the end of the month to work with EPL team Arsenal next. Triple M.
Oh, turn this up.
Breaking story from Michelangelo Rucci at the Advertiser saying Port Adelaide fitness manager Darren Burgess will leave the Power at the end of the month to return to the English Premier League. Burgess will command London-based club Arsenal's high performance program for long-serving boss, and he has previously worked at Liverpool for 2 years. So this mid-season, very little notice.
Yeah, interesting, Jars. He was out of contract, as I understand it, to Darren Burgess at the end of the year, but seems strange that he would leave halfway through the year, mid-season, because...
Be obviously getting big bucks to join Arsenal, which is a...
Obviously, I'm not trying to read something into it that's not there, but it does seem strange that he would quit halfway through the year. I understand that Arsenal season will start, in August? I think they start, so he's obviously...
They're going to set up a sports science for Burjo as well? Weren't they going to look at doing that?
I think they were, yeah. So the job now will be looked after by the two players there, Ian McCowan and Stuart Graham, who have worked under Darren at Port Adelaide.
Well, but gee whiz,
that's big news for Port. And probably disappointing to a degree, I would have thought. Port, as I would understand it, probably didn't want to lose him.
No. Not at all.
He's one of the...
Arsenal are in Australia next month to play some pre-season games.
Exactly.
So they might link up with him there.
Very interesting.
Anyway, Neil Curley's best SA-born players in the last 25 years.
Unbelievable.
It's pricked some ears.
Hasn't it?
It's been clipped.
Yeah, it's been clipped.
Now, Wayne Carey has been deleted from the side. He was centre-half forward.
He was born in Wagga Wagga.
Yep. So Warren Treadrow's going into that spot there.
Centre-half forward and Tyson Edwards comes onto the bench.
Right. So Gavin Wanganeen, Ben Rutten and Ben Hart.
Back line.
Okay. Corey Enright, Matty Pavlik and Simon Goodwin.
Correct. Centre line.
Sean Burgoyne, Mark Ricciuto, captain, Craig Bradley.
Yep.
Fair
centre line.
Half forward line, Adam Goods, Warren Treadray and Darren Jarman.
Oh, elite.
And Stephen Kernahan, Tony Modra, Eddie Betts.
Yep.
First ruck, Sean Wren.
Yep.
Michael Ace.
I wouldn't query that one bit. Not for one moment.
Johnny Platten's the rover.
Yep.
And then interchange is Kane Corns, Nigel Smart, Tony McGuinness, Gary McIntosh, and we've
incorporated Tyson Edwards. Yeah,
into the.
It's a pretty good side. Pretty good
coach
side.
Coach is Malcolm Blight.
Coach Malcolm Blight, and captain is Mark Ricciuto.
Jeez.
With Stephen Kernahan, vice captain. Unbelievable.
That is unbelievable. So they're all born and bred in South Australia. That's a good side.
If
we'd have a training session, that ball wouldn't hit the ground.
No, it'd be absolutely.
Would not touch the ground.
I'll speak to Curls about for later in the year, picking his best
Victorian
side, and then we'll try and match him up.
Oh,
we used to love that South Australia playing Victoria.
Well, we did.
Unbelievable. State of Origin footy.
Tuesday nights, footy park.
Packed. And EJ Whitten out there prancing and pumping his chest.
New foreign bullets at him.
We stuck
Curls
it up.
Curls was getting into him.
Him piggybacking me down the mall, stopping the traffic between the mall and King William Street.
Oh,
it was unbelievable stuff. Absolutely. Absolutely unbelievable stuff.
Oh, Jazz, you wanted me to talk about Tomo and player thing.
Okay, now
come on, Jazz.
On our show on the footy call last night with the boys.
Yes,
I was driving home from the Gazer Footy Club, and it was refreshing. It was fantastic, and I thought he did a terrific job. He made his debut.
Yeah.
Crows champ Scotty Thompson joined the boys as special comments with Treads and Louie and Ditz last night, and this is what he said in regards to trying to get back into the side.
Footy wise, certainly, my aim is to get back into the senior side. It's been an exciting first half of the season for the club, one we're still hoping to build on and go deep into finals. And my aim certainly to get back in there. But in the meantime, while I'm at SANFL level, certainly to keep working close with our younger boys, which I'm quite enjoying, and seeing them improve from week to week.
Good stuff. To have Scotty Thompson.
Will he get back in?
Oh, he will.
Where are you playing?
Through the midfield, whatever. What are you rolling your eyes for?
No, in current form, Tomo doesn't get back in.
No, if we get an injury, what I'm trying to say to you is that to have him as insurance, that if we get an injury to, and hopefully we
don't. Matty Crouch or one of the boys.
You've got Scotty Thompson in the wings, fit, ready, and really wanting to go. It's insurance. It's absolutely fantastic stuff.
He did a terrific job last night.
He's a good bloke.
Oh, I really enjoyed his comments, Tomo. So there's a gig here for you, buddy, if you need one.
Exactly what
I'm saying here. On Sundays.
Well, where are you going? I didn't know you'd been told. James wasn't going to tell you until the coming week.
I've got to go and run with James.
Okay.
Well done, mate.
We're going to go. Hope you enjoyed the show. We're back with you, of course, next Saturday morning at 7 o'clock with Tyson Edwards. Then, of course, the following day, Sunday. I get one headache after
See your family.
Andrew Newton Jarman. Bye, everyone.
The Sunday Dead Set Legends. Every Sunday morning from 10 on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to CMI Toyota,
South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of the 1-hour express service.
Triple M.